Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back with our David versus Goliath episode 12 predictions and power rankings. Just one more episode before we hit the finale. So this week will be the Kellen Bechtel situation where somebody goes home right before the finale, and maybe it will be somebody with a big edit like hers was. I am not of that belief. I'm very firmly of the belief that this is going to be Allison's week, but I was wrong last year when I said Kellen's got to make it to the finale. There's no way she goes home in seventh place because she's gotten really good at it. And Sebastian and Angela have pretty much gotten nothing, and Sebastian and Angela went on to the finale. So we'll do these power rankings probably pretty quickly because there's only seven people left. But Alexa, what do you think about anything?
Well, I don't know. I have a lot of thoughts, but You bring up a good point about the Kellen thing. Who in Heroes, Healers, Hustlers, and Game Changers and Millennials vs. Gen X, who were those final people? Who were the Kellens of those seasons?
Well, Millennials.
Good.
Millennials Gen X was the double boot, Will and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, because then Jay was sixth and Brett was
fifth. I'm trying to decide if there's a trend with this or not.
Game Changers, was anybody even on that season? I think Saree made the finale. So who went home before Saree? Was that Andrea?
Saree made the finale. Aubrey? No?
No, Aubrey was in the finale. Aubrey was fifth, wasn't she?
Sure. Yeah, let's move on. I don't care.
Yeah, Game Changer. Alexa goes and makes me have to name drop some things about seasons that I hate.
Let's talk about Heroes, Healers, Hustlers. Who was that one?
Hang on, I'm looking right now.
Was it Dr. Mike? No, he made the finale.
No, Dr. Mike made the finale. Was it Lauren? Hang on.
Lauren? Oh, could have been
Lauren. It was Ashley.
Okay.
So somebody who was also a little bit more invisible doesn't make it to the finale.
So there's no real rhyme or reason to this one.
No, so if we're doing like the every other season, it's somebody big. That means this season it would be somebody small, which means mm-hmm. it would probably be perfect time for Allison to go home, despite the fact that her edits picked up a lot since the merge. To me, it just feels like this is her time to go. People have been gunning for her for a really long time right now. And so, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And to answer your question, Game Changers, Andrea and Michaela went back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Yeah, they went in the same episode. It was a double boot episode. Andrea and Michaela went, and then it was Saree, Aubrey, Ty, who were the three voted out in the actual finale. So,
God, anyway. What an awful season. Anyway, neither here nor there. I have Allison at my bottom also. I feel like this could actually be one where we could go from the bottom to the top. But she's now got no friends, and we've been kind of preaching that this whole season. Like, this is a season where it's been a lot of, like, Nick and Mike, Nick and Christian, Gabby and Christian, Gabby and Allison. And this kind of leaves Allison all alone. She has Kara, I guess, but I just don't know how much clout either of them have at this point. They've called Allison Wonder Woman. She's very well liked. And even though her edit has picked up, I think you brought up the point last week that it's, at least last week, it was pretty stagnant. There was no gigantic jump for her. And I think she won't really have a lot of places to turn. I don't really see her and Mike getting back together and really know how close they ever were. I think the thing she's got going for her, at least in Mike's mind, is she's Goliath. And that's been working out pretty well.
Yeah, and I know that Allison has been called a threat and all of that, and people really do think that she can win. But I agree with you. I don't see who she's actually going to be friends with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who's going to stand up for Allison and say, no, we need to keep her. Because week after week, people have been talking about getting rid of Allison. And it's not in an Angelina way where now I have Angelina way up. This is in a way of she can actually win the game. And so last week, her name comes up, Christian votes for her, and then Mike and Angelina make the smart move and get rid of Gabby. And the week before that, they talked about getting rid of her, and then instead they all flipped it to get rid of Carl. Allison is building up she's slowly building up a pretty good resume. And the thing is, now that the Goliaths have the 4-3 numbers, if Christian were to win immunity and they can't get rid of Nick, or if Nick plays as idol because everybody's going for Nick, like we're seeing in the preview, they're going to end up trying to vote out Allison because Allison's the biggest threat out of all of the Goliaths remaining. Like Mike and Angelina, we've kind of talked about, they're not really huge threats. And then Kara, she's another threat, but Allison has a better chance to win than Kara. Maybe not from an editor's perspective, but from a perspective of, like, when you're on the island, who do you think's going to win? She's probably going to win. So,
yeah, and I got to rewatch the preview, but I think someone made a comment recently that was like, I know Christian's not going home because Christian was the focal point of the preview. And it, if Christian's going to, when, if Christian or Nick go home, it's going to be this big explosive thing. It wouldn't make sense for the entire episode to build up to them and then they just go home. So I feel like Nick is totally safe. Nick's my number one. Has a lot to do with the fact that he is an idol, and I think he's very smart enough to play it, just like Christian was last week. But Nick, the ball's kind of back in his court. Things went the way he wanted. I do need to rewatch the episode because we spend a lot of time talking about how he was emotional and how he was frustrated with Christian, and he has this confessional saying, I can't get over this. We're never working together. And it cuts over to Davey being like, yeah, man, it's a game. Like, let's see what happens. And I thought that was very telling that they sort of broke it up that way. But I think Nick did have something to do with this Mike and Angelina, like this vote split between Christian and Gabby. And I didn't really catch that or pay much attention to it the first go around. But Nick was an integral part of this vote. That Mike and Angelina are with him. They seem to be all in on this final three as much as he is. And that's a final three he can win, I think, very, very easily. So I think he has a very clear path, and he now has a massive leg up on Christian, who really doesn't have many options anymore.
Yeah, and my top three is Nick, Angelina, Mike, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. So it's what you just said. I mean, it just makes the most sense right now. Like, how is Nick going to go home this week when he has an idol? He's not stupid. He's going to catch on if they're really going to try to vote for him. Angelina, I've been down on Angelina all season, but there's no way she's going home at this point. Now everybody just wants to keep her around, you know. Now it's hey, Angelina, somebody we can beat at the end, or Angelina, somebody who, you know, is a number for some people. And I think Angelina thinks that she might be playing a winning game, but you know, what was it? Gabby called her polished in her word, her word, what do you call that? Word association with Gordon Holmes. That's what it is. And she called Angelina polished, which I think is like a really good word to describe her, because Angelina knows what she's doing, and she's practiced it and practiced it and practiced it, but it's coming across as phony to the people on the island as well. Like, so I just think that if she gets into that finale, you know, or in that final three, nobody's really going to give her a vote, but that's another reason why I don't think she goes home this week. And then Mike, you know, he's kind of, as weird as it is, he's kind of been in control of a lot of these votes. And I know what we got the most crap for last week is that we didn't give Nick the credit for the split vote, but that's okay. He said it in passing, the camera wasn't on him, and I really don't feel bad for messing that up. But
there are bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really care. I mean, sorry for the misinformation, but he didn't vote for them. And yeah, he said it, but he was still too emotional, and it has nothing to do with it being Christian. Christian's not, I really like Christian, but Christian wasn't one of my top four characters on the season. So like, he's probably my number five. So like, that's just a fact. And I like that it was like, oh, everybody's like thinking he's too emotional because he's going after the fan favorite. He might be the fan favorite. He's not Phil's favorite. So yeah, I didn't think that
if he was going after Angelina, he'd be emotional too.
Yeah,
if it all depends on the context.
I didn't hear what you said there. What was that?
Oh, I think we lost each other there. But yeah, the point is, it's not that it was Christian. It was the fact that Christian wronged him and he was emotional about that. So that's why we said he was emotional.
Yeah, exactly. So so I do think that if you're looking at this group of three, and Mike, Angelina, Nick knows he can beat both of them. And the Mike and Angelina have the numbers because they are the Goliaths against the Davids. They have the numbers just because they also have Nick, and Christian seems like he's on the outs. So I do think that these three are definitely going into the finale, and it would be hard. I'm hard pressed to not see a way that Christian gets in because of how big his edit's been, and his has been much bigger than Kellen's was. Like, Christian is the focal point of the season. So I'm just, you know, I think that these three, though, Christian I have a little bit lower because people are obviously going to be targeting him. But these are the three that I have sliding easily through to the finale. And then after that, it's at least like a little bit that they could not go.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I just switched Mike and Angelina. I have Mike at number two, Angelina number three. Really kind of one or the other for me. I don't see a massive difference. But you're right. Mike has been not the focal point. I forget what you said, like integral to the past few votes. And he's done a good job of playing that middleman and then jumping out when he doesn't really agree with it. And he's been in the minority quite a bit, but this week he bounced back to the majority. And I think he was saying this to his boyfriend on the reward. He was like, everyone thinks I'm with them and I'm not. And it's really amazing that he's skirted by this whole time. Has he even gotten a vote thrown his way? Has anyone even said his name once?
Nobody has voted for Mike.
Exactly. And so I think that probably speaks to maybe people don't see him as a threat so much, but that is how he's going to waltz into this finale very easily. And like you said, I think he's going to get to he'll get to that final tribal, assuming he does. And he could be the one that people laugh at, but he can get there very easily. I think a lot of people will want to go with him. And I think all we talk about is like Angeline is very smart. Angeline is very well spoken. I don't see Mike being as convincing as, say, Angelina. I just think they like Mike a little more. But I think at the end of the day, Mike could sit next to most of these people and would probably lose to them.
Yeah, and I think that this could be a situation where you see a 10-0-0 or a 9-1-0 just because somebody wants to give somebody second place if this is the final three.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't see anybody voting for Mike now. Like, I just, like, his name hasn't come up yet all season, so why is it going to come up now?
Right.
And so I find that to be, you know, the reason why, you know, like, if Mike hasn't been a threat till now, why would he be a threat then? And it's funny what you say where Angelina is more well-spoken, but people just like Mike more. But at the same time, if you look at Mike's game, he probably has played a better game than Angelina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's just because he's kind of like had a finger in everything that's going on, and he's been wrong a lot, but people kind of go to Mike, or Mike has been shown as being somebody who's taken the reins on some things to make them happen. Or even in the case of last week, like he just agreed with Nick immediately and then ended up voting that way. So it's going to be interesting if Mike gets there, what his argument's going to be, because yeah, I think Angelina is a better speaker, but Mike has probably played the better game. Just from a, you know, even when Angelina stayed in the game and Natalie went home, Mike was kind of the reason that Angelina stayed. It was Mike and Nick working together. And what Gabby did last week, trying to get rid of Christian, Mike is never going to do to Nick, I feel, unless maybe it happens today. But yeah, that's the only thing I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Mike definitely has played a better game than Angelina. It's been a super different game, but I think it's definitely been better. Like you said, I guess can't really put my finger on why people won't respect his game. I think that's something I'm just assuming, but I should probably actually back that up. Now that we're talking it out, I don't really know why. I think because I just assume he's going to be sitting next to a Nick or an Allison or a Davey, all of which I think the jury sees as a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like everybody else just seems like they have played a better game. And if he sits next to Nick, everybody's going to look at everything that happened in this game was Nick's move and not Mike's move. Or, you know, Nick's going to play the idol at tribal coming up to save himself after he already played the extra vote, after he was a part of the idol nullifier play, after he was a part of Davey's idol play. These are all big moments for Nick that Mike just didn't have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And this kind of goes back to the Wendell and Dom thing, which I think this happened at the finale because the entire finale was them. Wendell was like whipping out his idols just to wear around his neck because Dom was. So it's not even about like playing them because Nick had the extra vote, Nick had the idol, but Nick was kind of the face of these advantages. And it's just like the fact that he knew that they were there. He's used them. He's had them. And people can say what they will about advantages, but if you're associated with them, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. And then my number four is Davey. I think that Davey makes it through this week. I know last week I had Davey at number eight. We both had Davey at number eight. I had Gabby at two. You had Gabby at four. So we misread that. But now I think Davey makes it through. And last week I feel like was the first time we really got insight into what Davey's play was, like what Davey's long end game is. And that is that Davey is trying to use people as shields to get to the end and play an under-the-radar game, and he's doing really well at it. But we hadn't heard that from him up until last week. He'd been pretty quiet in what his actual strategy was. We'd seen a lot of, you know, Davey Crockett, you know, running around, catching octopus and finding idols and advantages and doing all of that, doing his dance. but we hadn't actually seen what his game was going to be. So, so now we've seen it, and now I think, yeah, he's an easy number four. I think he slides through this week. And if any of these remaining Christian, Nick, or Davey, if any of these remaining Davids is expendable, it is still Davey. It is still Davey who would be the one that I would bet would go home. But that's really it.
Do you think Davey would go home before I guess I'm trying not to think about it. I was going to say, do you think Davey would go home before Christian? But in this scenario, like it would be, because it would just be crazy if Christian ran home this week. And even though I think Christian is in one of the worst positions, I have Davey at number four with Christian at number five. So I'm clearly not very confident. Yeah. So actually then we have pretty much the exact same, because that means we both have carrot six. So I guess this will be more of an actual discussion than going one by one on power rankings. But Christian really doesn't have a lot of avenues here. He doesn't have an idol anymore. He really doesn't have friends. I mean, Gabby, people can say that like Gabby was riding Christian's coattails, which if anybody read any exit press, they will know that that's not true. That was how she was perceived. And that's also what she said out on the island. She's like, I got to get rid of him because everyone's going to think he did everything. Allison was closer to Gabby than him, and he voted for Allison. Is there a care relationship? No. And Nick was really mad at him. And I think even though Nick got what he wanted this week, I don't see Nick turning around and wanting to work with him again. I think if Nick's going to hide behind a thread, he'll probably hide behind Davey instead.
Yeah, or Nick doesn't even feel like he needs to hide behind a thread at this point.
Yeah, I mean, there aren't many people left.
Yeah, I really don't even think that he's worried about it. So yeah, I think that if you're looking at this, you have Christian, who I only have ahead of Kara because of the edit, because a finale without Christian just seems weird.
It just seems stale.
It seems wrong. I know. It just seems wrong. So I think that it's going to be Christian who survives. And I have Kara at six, but I don't really see Kara going home either, unless Allison wins immunity. But then would Christian go home? But something in me is just telling me that it's not going to be Christian who goes home. So I have no idea. So funny. It's so funny. Sorry. I don't even know. I don't know what Alexa wants me to say. It's just so funny.
I don't know. Yeah, well, we can laugh at it. I mean, people.
It's a Sunday. You're such a
loser. It's a Sunday morning. Like,
you have no friends, no family, and nothing to do. This is what you're doing. You're trolling us.
It's
so funny.
I have so many things that I want to say, but we're trying to keep this professional.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
You guys keep living your lives. Keep doing what you're doing.
Everybody else in the chat, just keep the conversation going.
Yeah, I love the person. Idols?
I can't help that they're just going to keep making new accounts because that's what they do on Sunday mornings.
It's
so funny because like they rip on us and I'm like, you're watching us. I don't know who you are. You don't exist in my world. You're literally a termite. Like, I don't know who you are.
Termite. so. I'm trying to think of what you were talking about beforehand, and I promise I was listening, but
It's funny.
Well, no, the Survivor things that we were talking about.
Go ahead.
Let's think. Oh, well, let's talk about Kara, because I think you said her name once, and she's the one person I haven't talked about yet. I think it would actually. I think it'd be weird for Kara to go home, because she could get the Sunday treatment. I always get stuck on Sunday was like, from a viewer perspective, not a threat. Her name never ever came up in Millennials vs. Gen X. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, oh God, Sunday's going to win. We need to get rid of her ASAP. Like, that could be Kara this week. That could be Mike, like you were just saying. But I don't really know. I think Kara's in a similar situation to Allison, where she voted out her friends. Did she vote out Alec? I feel like she did. Alec got like a...
Yeah, she voted out Alec. I mean, it was 9-1, so who knows if she really wanted to, but you know, everybody was doing it.
You know, she got rid of Dan, she got rid of Alec. And I think that's like worked for her, that she's not too attached to anybody, but now it's at the point where like, I don't know who she's attached to at all. So she's a little bit stuck, but I think this is Allison, Kara, or Davey's week, but probably Allison, I think. But at the same time, we thought it was super obvious that Davey was going home, last week, which obviously didn't happen. From what we're seeing on the previews, it's everyone is just like, oh, yeah, you're a threat, you're a threat, you're a threat. And then they get rid of, like, the main threat, who would be Allison.
Yeah, and the main thing too is with Sunday, it was because her edit was so small that we didn't see that she was a threat. The same thing with Kelly Wigglesworth in 31, where mm-hmm. we didn't see what that she was a threat because we didn't know that she was really even there. She was just there. She wasn't having confessionals or anything. But Kara and Allison are both having confessionals, so I think people know that they're threats, and we've seen why they could be threats. Mm-hmm. I just don't see. I don't know why you would get rid of Kara over Allison. So for making the argument from that standpoint, if both of them are able to go home this week, why would you get rid of Kara instead of Allison? And people have been talking about Allison as a threat for weeks now, and nobody's really brought Kara up as a threat. And I know that the audience thinks that Kara is a threat, but we really haven't seen, you know, we haven't seen anything about anybody else saying Kara is going to win this game. We never have heard that one time this entire season.
I think she's like, Mike, has she gotten a single vote or has anyone said her name? I don't think so.
Yeah.
So I think someone put a really, I haven't read it yet. So who's the guy? There's one guy who always puts really long and like very well thought out arguments.
Oh yeah. Hang on. I have this.
Stephen Davis. Yeah. He always puts really, really good commentary on our videos, and I like to read them because he usually has a different perspective than us. And it might have been him, maybe I shouldn't give him credit because it might not have been him, but he put this whole like 6-step process on how Kara is a threat. And it was a lot of things that I kind of missed, but you're right, like as a viewer we're just saying she's a threat, but I think it's just because she's likable, if I'm gonna be honest. I'm not like Allison, at least has been like very integral to a handful of votes, and she was like supposed to go home a couple times and didn't. So that's an argument to be a threat right there. But I think, yeah, I think there isn't really a reason to get rid of Kara right now. And if Kara, I mean, we'll talk about this in next week's predictions, but I'm trying to think of who Kara could beat when sitting next to them. Cause I don't think Dan is super high on her.
No, because Dan feels betrayed by her. And I rewatched that episode where Dan goes home. I finally rewatched it. And that whole scene on the beach is just ridiculous. He's so upset. And Kara's just putting him in his place, saying, like, stop being a baby. This is what you need to do. It's Survivor. Go talk to people. Don't be whining and sulking over here in the corner. And I think that, you know, maybe that moment and everything that happened there, I don't know if Dan feels as attached to Kara as he did. Now, I feel like Kara definitely is going to end up sitting on the jury. I don't think she's going to make it to the final three. If she did make it to the final three, that'd be pretty wild. There's a lot going on there, but I don't know. I think that Kara might be your fifth place finisher. Somebody like Brett, somebody like Aubrey from Game Changers, you know, somebody like Dr. Mike, where she's hasn't had a bad edit, but then she just goes home. You know, like she just goes there. And for her to go this week, Allison would have to win immunity. They would all have to gun for Nick. Nick would have to play his idol. And everybody would have to say to themselves, okay, the best backup plan is Kara. When last week we already saw that the Davids were fine with the backup plan being Gabby because Gabby goes home. So why wouldn't they just have Christian be the backup plan? So maybe Christian finds another idol. I mean, he could go on the whole Ben run where he just keeps finding idols now until the end of the game. But who knows?
Well, that was, you know, one of the three productive comments that we've gotten in this chat is people are saying, is an idol going to come back? And realistically, there will be an idol that comes back because Ben found God knows how many idols. Did Adam or David, someone found an idol in like the final five?
It was Adam, yeah.
Yeah, so those are still going to keep popping up. And I mean, just based on history, Christian or Davey are probably going to find them because Christian, Nick, and Davey are the ones who, after an idol gets played, they're the ones getting up at 3 a.m. hunting for one again. So I think it could be those three. I think, I mean, I never know when to read into something and when not to. I'm just so stuck on in the premiere when Angelina said a woman hasn't found an idol in God knows how long. This is like going to be one of the last chances they could. So you could see Allison finding it or you could see Angelina finding it. I have a feeling Angelina might not hunt for one. But again, we never see someone hunting for it unless they actually get it. So realistically, like I'm envisioning Christian or Davey, but if Allison finds one, then that would really shake things up.
Yeah. And it's funny because on this season, a woman still has not found a hidden immunity idol, despite the fact that at the beginning of the season, that was a big focal point for Kara. Yeah. Or was it Kara and Angelina or was it Allison and Angelina? It was one or the other. I remember
Allison and Angelina, but
it was definitely Angelina, but
Because Kara was with Dan, I remember.
I just don't see Allison finding it. Like, there's just something about, I mean, now that so many people have found it, Davey's found one, Christian's found one, Nick has found one. Mike was there when, Dan found one or Saul. I don't know.
Carl found that other thing.
Yeah. So, like, they know what to look for. And Allison, I feel like, still just doesn't know what to look for.
Yeah. And I think when you find one, I think I read this somewhere, when you find one idol, you know how the process works. So you're at an advantage for finding another one because you know what to look for, like you said.
And the biggest problem would be, though, if they hide another idol and Nick were to find the other idol, Nick is guaranteed a spot in the final four at least, which is crazy because to have somebody at final six know they're going to final four just seems excessive.
You know, and then with what's going on with the final four, I mean, that could – he could just project himself straight to the final three at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people – this actually – this reminds me. This is kind of goes back to, like, I never know what to look into and what not to. Everyone was talking about something that I totally missed. You tell me if you saw it. Someone cuts to Allison. You know, they're talking about someone and they cut to them. Allison's like brushing her hair with a fork. They cut back to her. And then she's very elegantly starting a fire. And apparently they lingered on that for an excessive period of time. I just don't see how Allison makes it there. I think if Allison is in the final four, she's probably the one who wins immunity, if I'm going to be honest. But I don't even know how she gets there.
Yeah, that's the hardest part is how does she survive this week? How does she survive next week? How does she survive final five? She'd have to win at least one immunity. They'd have to want to get rid of Christian before her. They would have to not go after Nick because if they go after Nick, then, you know, if Nick gets wind of that, then he probably does go crawling back to Christian and say, Christian, we need to do this. And then the two of them end up voting for Allison to get rid of Allison. So, like, I don't know. I mean, at this point, I just don't see a path for her, just like I don't really see a path for Christian to get the final three because Christian would have to win some challenges and not just some. He'd probably have to win two unless he finds one more idol. But I don't see Allison finding the idol. So, I mean, my final three prediction right now is Angelina, Mike, and then either Nick, Davey, or Christian. It's like one of those, and Christian's it's probably in that order of Nick, Davey, Christian. Kara could beat Mike and Angelina. Kara could beat Mike and Angelina if she gets to the end, but – I would like to see Kara, Mike, and Angelina sit next to each other and each of them explain their games and each of them explain their moves because Mike is somebody who I want to hear him explain his game because I think he played a pretty good game. I want to hear Angelina explain her game because she thinks she played a pretty good game. And then I want to hear Kara explain her game because I think she could almost have a Ryan approach where it's like, I know I didn't play the best game, but here's everything that I did do. Because as a viewer, we haven't seen a lot of Kara's moves. We've heard, you know, we've heard a lot from her. We've seen people like her. We've seen her talked about in, you know, in a good way. But what vote has been Kara's vote? And I'm talking post-merge because anything pre-merge, you know, like we've heard in the past, I think Dom said it when he came on the podcast, pre-merge just doesn't matter anymore. You know, he thought getting rid of Bradley would get him, you know, a lot of props and nobody cared by the time it came time because people, you know, Bradley wasn't sitting on that jury, so nobody cared. So I wonder then what Kara is going to say. This was my move. This is when I did what I needed to do. And she's probably going to go all the way back to the Natalia boot where she, you know, was blindsided in that and then had to scramble. And now she's sitting in the final three. But are people going to care about what happened to her with an Natalia boot? Just like, are they going to care if Nick sits down and says, on day one, Pat broke his back? Is anyone going to care about that?
No. I mean, I don't think they'll care about Kara's thing. Nick, I think, can use that to weave in. But from what we're seeing in all these active player interviews, I can't remember whose interview it was, but someone was like, Nick probably wasn't going to go home. Like that, they kind of made that there to create a little tension. But I don't know. I wasn't there. It sounds like people are pretty 50-50 on it. But I like your point about Kara taking the Ryan approach because when you're up – when you're like giving your final tribal speech, it's not, depending on what kind of game you play, it's not always the best for you to say, I played the best game and here's XYZ. Because if you've played a more under the radar kind of game like Kara or what Ryan did, like Ryan, at one point I'm watching that and I'm like, how is Ryan going to pull this off over Chrissy and Ben? Like, this is insane. And you probably know how Michelle's final tribal went so much better than I did because I'm sure you've watched it way more times than I have. But all I remember about Michelle's is she is crying and saying, I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of the fact that I got here. Not many people would win with that, but that was Michelle's game, and that's what people thought about Michelle, and so that fit with her. And I think that could work more with Kara than taking a, like, I am so great, this is why I am the winner kind of approach. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I didn't explain that very well.
No, I know what you're saying. You need to own your own game instead of trying to own that you made the biggest moves, that you played the craziest game, that you played the most strategic game. Some people aren't strategic players, you know, and that's why nobody wanted Joe Anglin to sit in the final three, because he would have just said, look, I won immunities and everybody liked me. Nobody cared that he didn't have a strategy going. That was his only strategy. But if he would have made it to the final three, Joe Anglin would have won every time because everybody just liked him. And it's the same thing with Malcolm back with Denise. Yeah, Malcolm was a strategic player, but what would he have said when he got there? And what did Denise have to say? Denise just had to say, like, you know, I deserve to be here. I'm proud of myself. Kind of the same thing Michelle said, because Denise wasn't the most strategic player, but she had all the numbers stacked against her. She sat there at the final three and she said, this is why I deserve to win. And you need to say why you deserve to win, not why you think the jury would vote for somebody to win. And so, like, you know, for somebody like Nick and even somebody like Christian, I think that they're going to say their real story if they get there. And I think Mike White will probably try to say his real story, but it'll come across more Ryan. I think somebody like Angelina is going to say what she thinks the jury wants to hear. And she's going to get a rude awakening when she realizes that's not what the jury wants to hear. Like, just because you think it is, it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. And then that's why you end up getting one vote or zero votes at the end there.
Yeah. I think Angelina, and we are currently laughing at six weeks ago, Alexa and Phil, who are like, Angelina's so obviously the merge boot. Angelina's like in the final three now. I feel like that's something that we're both pretty adamant about. It wouldn't make sense for her to leave now. I feel like the beginning of the finale is when you're going to get rid of your, like, Kara or your Mike or your Davey or Allison if she makes it there. I think Angelina makes it. I think this whole season has been building up to her, the lack of self-awareness that we've been shown. And I feel like you said she's going to get a rude awakening. Like, this jury wants to attack her, and I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, no, I think that that's exactly what's going to happen, and I'm curious to see what it's going to be like for her. But I don't know. I mean, are we just both convinced right now that Angelina's going to end up sitting in that final three? Like, there's, like, no doubt in our minds.
Fairly. I just feel like we're at a point where people know who to take, and other than Mike and Angelina, I'm not playing right now, but other than Mike and Angelina, I wouldn't really want to sit next to Kara. I know we're kind of saying that, like, she's not the most strategic, but everything else about her, everyone really likes her. I don't want to sit next to her. I certainly don't want to sit next to Davey. I would never let Christian get there. Allison, I wouldn't want to sit next to. And Nick, I feel like for some reason people think they can sit next to him. And Davey, I think so a little bit as well. But I think that they can't really hide anymore. Like, their whole thing was that they were making these big moves and maybe not seeming like they did, even though they stood up at Tribal and had all these big, loud advantage plays. For, like, if I'm Mike and Angelina, why would I possibly want to sit next to Nick? That seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. But they're almost looking at him. I think that the reason that they're missing it is they're almost looking at him as a as like an Adam Klein, where nobody really thinks that he's as big of a threat as David or as Jay. And because of there's more threats there, people are saying, oh, well, maybe I can beat him. Maybe I can beat him because I can't beat Christian and I can't beat somebody else, maybe I can still beat Nick. And then you start to realize, oh man, I can't beat them. That's not good.
Or maybe, no. I don't know. I feel like Mike and Angelina might still think they have a chance to win. I was going to say, maybe they're like, you know what? If we get to the final three, how awesome would that be? But I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not convinced Angelina is going to be in the final three, but I feel like just based on where her story's going, kind of like what you and I said 2 weeks ago, we were like, Christian and Angelina make that finale because we can already write Jeff's voiceover about them. Like, it just, their stories don't make sense to end right now.
Yeah, same thing with Nick. You know, Nick's is, he was supposed to go day one, but then a medical emergency happened, and, you know, you can hear it. So I don't know. I'm curious what's going to happen. You know, who's going to get idled out? Maybe Allison gets idled out this week because of Nick's idol. Are there going to be more advantages that come into play? You know, I'm curious to see this week, obviously. I'm excited for, but I'm really excited to see this finale because I think there's a lot of different storylines going on at one time. And you know, so that's it. I'm just excited for that.
I think one point that I think I saw in the chat, and we both said we don't really think Nick and Christian are going to get back together. I think they would get together for one vote because I think they both want to get rid of Allison, but it wouldn't be like a true alliance. It would be a voting block, dare I say it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that, yeah, exactly. And so Nick and Christian, maybe Nick will never actually work with Christian again because Nick knows he probably has to get rid of Christian in order to win this game. But, you know, they could do it for 1 week just because they need some, you know, they need something. They need to get rid of someone else.
Yeah. And there aren't a lot of votes left. So they're going to do what they got to do now, I guess.
So anyway, if anybody hasn't watched Gabby's Ponderosa, it's pretty good. Hers is good. All the Ponderosas this year have been good. I like the way that they formatted these. They've been a lot more like short films instead of like they're like their own episode. Whereas in previous seasons, it's either focused too much on the one person or you know, sometimes they just never even talk to the person who went. But I think that they finally have found like the sweet spot for this. So, you know, I'm impressed.
I gotta watch. I think I haven't seen one since Alec. I haven't even watched Alec, so I really need to because they were really good. I don't even think I watched Dan's. Damn.
Samuel Cronin brings up a good point. Gabby didn't wake up Johnny Mundo, which is a shame because everybody else has been running in to wake up Johnny Mundo, either by serenading him or just jumping on him. It's so funny.
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, I gotta watch these now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah, I was just doing our bootlets and prop bets today. This season has had a ton of prop bets. I don't know if it's been more so the season. We had Christian has received 10 plus votes. He's like 16 votes against him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
He's like just getting piled on. Someone got less than 5 votes. Gabby got less than 5 votes. Gabby went home with only 2 votes to her name. Who won individual immunity? This is too hard to scroll through. Kara won individual immunity. I've been reading, there have been a ton of like records broken on this. Like if Nick wins individual immunity, then like the most number of people to ever win individual immunity will have happened because I feel like a different person wins every week, which is kind of cool. Gabby made the jury. Gabby spoke after Georgia snuffed quite a bit. And 10 plus tribals, no one has hit that, but next week a handful of people are going to hit, going to 10 plus tribals. So we've had a bunch. We've had a lot of idols, a lot of rewards. I think we'll need to update that. But
The rewards, I think the only one who hasn't done it yet out of the group that's remaining is Angelina. I think everybody else has done it. So Angelina going on, I think she still needs 2 more rewards. Maybe it's just one.
I think this was her first reward, and I'm surprised they didn't make more of a thing of that.
Well, it was because in the pre-merge too, though she hit some rewards, so we still counted those. But this was her first individual reward, and Jeff did bring that up because he said, you know, you win the one that matters, which is the family visit. So
yeah, that's a good point. So I'll post those later today, and we're rapidly, like, I know it's only December 9th, but I feel like this month is gonna fly by with holidays and finale and all this crazy stuff. So Phil and I are going to put out our 2 December patron podcasts. We'll pick actual times for those soon, but make sure to become a patron. We really blew it up last Wednesday. We were telling you guys this really cool thing coming if you're a $20 patron, and we've had a bunch of people sign up just this weekend. So for everyone who signed up to be a patron, thank you. We are going to send you a link to join our Facebook group. Saw a couple discussion posts going out today. But we are going to do a Q&A podcast sometime in the next 3 weeks, then a retrospective podcast. And a couple of people have given us suggestions. We haven't really decided on which one we want to do yet. But if you guys have any ideas, tweet at us, message us, email us, whatever. We're still open to ideas. So anything you have, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. And now everybody who listened to us joyfully, go out there and enjoy your Sunday. Everybody who trolled, live your sad life. Enjoy it. It's going to be a miserable one.
Yeah, for everyone who was in the chat, we really appreciate you guys. I remember someone said amongst this the war zone that Phil and I have created of deleting bodies left and right. Someone said, like, no, I want to be here. For the people who are here having productive conversation, we love you guys. You guys have been awesome. We gained a ton of followers. We gained like 50 followers this weekend, and hopefully we might have just deleted all 50 of those. But for people who are here, to hear us talk about Survivor and give us some like really good critique, really good conversation, you guys are awesome. We really appreciate that. Yeah. It's the people who don't do that who are not really.
It doesn't even matter. I just it's just stupid. I mean, yeah. they have no lives. It's so sad because they think we, like, I don't know. They think that, like, we care about them, and, like, they're just, like, not people.
I'm trying to find, like, one nice comment about both of us before I say anything. Before I sign off. Cosmina Paula came from Romania. She loves Survivor, but here in Romania, we don't have this kind of reality show. Well, we are happy to provide some commentary for you. Keep watching Survivor. I guess on some international streams. It's probably really hard to find. That's what we got here.
Anybody who's wondering the answer to the question that's been posed the entire time, Mr. William Arbuckle did just post in here to confirm everybody has been talking about. So, yeah, obviously true.
He's seen it.
No shame in that. But, hey, everybody who's been asking that.
There is no shame. Yeah, you know, it's 2018.
Weird that everybody's thinking about that on a Sunday, huh? You guys should be in church, you dirty, dirty, dirty people.
But here we are having this conversation. I always love when we have these kind of weird side combos because I always think about the people on iTunes who are like, what are these two people talking about?
So for anybody who's listening on iTunes, somebody or maybe there's two or three people, they've gone and they've created just so many accounts that are just trolling the shit out of us. But, like, it's funny because, like, everybody's just having their conversation around it, and it's just so funny. But these people just are sad. It's Sunday. This is what they're doing on a Sunday. No family, no friends, alone, in a dark basement, crying, probably eating Cheetos, probably not even flaming hot. Probably not even flaming hot Cheetos.
You're getting Cheetos.
Because you don't deserve flaming hot Cheetos.
Now I want some flaming hot Cheetos. You don't
deserve flaming hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos. Now that's all I want. We should get a sponsor. Cheetos.
Flaming Hot Cheetos and I don't know, something, I don't know, we can get what's the thing from Austin Powers? The pump? I don't want to say it because whatever, but we need the pump thing from Austin Powers. That can be our sponsor too. We
certainly need a pump.
As this chat has confirmed.
I have issues. Let's end it with our gal, Megan Haysom, said, keep doing what you do, smiley face. We will, Megan. You are awesome. Thanks for being awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to wrap this up before this chat just continues to die. Like I said, we're going to be doing two more Patreon podcasts this month. If you guys have any suggestions for questions you would like us to answer, it doesn't have to be about the season. It can be about anything. Try to keep it relatively Survivor related. And then we're going to do a retrospective podcast too. So if you guys have any ideas on that, shoot that over. We'll pick those dates and times kind of soon. We'll be back this Wednesday at 9 p.m. with our episode 12 recap. And then after that, Phil and I are going to be partying in LA. I'm going to be there for like not even 72 hours.
Yeah,
it's going to be aggressive. And we'll hopefully be meeting a ton of survivors, like hanging out with a bunch of people. If anyone's in LA, shoot us a text. We'll maybe be available, probably be unavailable, but might as well try. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We hit 1,400 Twitter followers, which has been super cool. Once a week, I keep trying to get us verified, but Twitter doesn't do that anymore. And keep hitting that subscribe button on YouTube. We're at like 4,050 subscribers. And that's been really great. So keep that number growing. Give us 5 stars on iTunes. Tell your friends. And everyone have a beautiful, wonderful, positive Sunday. And we will see you on Wednesday.
Sounds good.